IELTS Listening, Model Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet.
Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between an interviewer and a woman shopper. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. You will see that there's an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could I have a few minutes of your time?
What do you need?
First, welcome to Lougheed Mall, the largest shopping centre in Vancouver. We're conducting a survey of the shoppers at this mall. We want to learn about when and how often people shop, the stores they prefer. In general, people's habits when they shop at the mall. Would you mind answering a few questions about your shopping?
The man says he's conducting a survey of shoppers, so B has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could I have a few minutes of your time?
What do you need?
First, welcome to Lougheed Mall, the largest shopping centre in Vancouver. We're conducting a survey of the shoppers at this mall. We want to learn about when and how often people shop, the stores they prefer. In general, people's habits when they shop at the mall. Would you mind answering a few questions about your shopping?
Not at all.
Thank you. Today we're interviewing married women, that is, women with husbands and children who shop for their families. So the first question is, do you fit this category?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Now, I need to know your age. Are you between the ages of 18 and 25, 26
and... I'm 34.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, how often do you shop here? Less than once a month? At least once a month?
I have a big family. I have to buy a lot of things. I'm here at least twice a week.
Well, that's just fine. You must be very familiar with the stores here.
I certainly am.
All right then. The next question concerns the things that you buy. What do you usually shop for here?
Just about everything. I've been in all the stores at one time or another. The clothing stores are quite nice, though frankly their prices are a bit high. And I like the bookstore too, but...
What I need to know though is, what is the one type of thing you shop for most often? Would it be books?
Oh no, that's only occasionally. The reason I come here so often is for food. I told you, I have a large family. I buy all our food at the supermarket here.
Okay. So the next question is, how much time do you usually spend at the mall?
What do you mean? Do you mean every week?
I mean, each time you come here, how long do you spend?
Oh, I'd say about an hour and a half or so, maybe a little longer, but I'm hardly ever here for more than 2 hours.
Now, there's one last question in this section. How do you usually come to the mall? Do you take the bus?
I always drive.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
Fine. Okay. The next part of the questionnaire concerns your opinions. You say you've been in all the stores in the mall. In general, in which store would you say you've had the best shopping experience?
That's easy. The shoe store.
That's a big store, isn't it? They have a huge selection of shoes.
They do, but I consider it a good store because the employees there are so polite. They give very good service.
Now, you may have had a chance to eat at our new food court.
Yes, I have, but I don't think I'll eat there again.
Why not?
Well, the food tastes fine, but it's very expensive. It shouldn't cost so much.
I have just one last question. Do you have any suggestions for improvements to the mall?
Yes. You should add more parking spaces. I can never find a place to park. It's really annoying sometimes when there are so many people.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two. Section two. You will hear a recording of a tour of a health club. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Riverside Health Club. The purpose of today's tour is to let you become familiar with the different activities available at the club. I hope that by the end of the tour, all of you will decide to become members. When you become a member of the health club, you will have the opportunity to participate in a wide range of fitness activities. Over here, we have our indoor tennis courts. There are three of them, and if you don't know how to play, we offer tennis lessons throughout the week. Right here, next to the courts, is the club store. It's quite small, you see, but we have it as a convenience. So if you need snacks or drinks after exercising, you can buy them here. Okay, now this is the exercise room. It's the most well-equipped exercise facility in the city. You won't find old-fashioned weights for lifting here. We have only the most modern exercise machines. All the machines are electronic. They automatically adjust to your weight and fitness level. So you get the workout that's just right for you. The exercise room is run by Peter Jones, who's an expert in both fitness and technology, so he can help you become familiar with the machines. Once you learn how to use them, and Peter makes that easy, they're really great. I work out on them myself just about every day. Okay, in here we have the swimming pool. We offer different types and levels of swimming lessons. Also, you'll notice that the pool is Olympic size, so it's well suited for competitions. In fact, our swimming team is well known throughout the city. As a club member, you would have the opportunity to try out for the swim team if you're interested.
Before you hear the rest of the tour, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Over there at the other end are the locker rooms where you can change from your business clothes to your swimsuit or whatever. You can look in them later if you wish. They're very comfortable. We keep them well stocked with the basic necessities such as towels and soap. You'll have to supply your own shampoo, however. There are plenty of showers, so you'll never have to wait your turn. We also have hair dryers for you to use. For safety reasons, we ask that everyone wear rubber sandals in the changing rooms. What else? Oh, you'll have to supply your own lock, of course. That's for your security. Before we leave the pool area, I'd like to make you aware of some of our rules. The pool is the most popular place in the club, and it's often crowded, so we have rules for everyone's comfort and safety. The most important one, if you have children, please be aware that they are not allowed in the pool area alone. Children must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Naturally, there is no running near the pool. The floor is very wet, and it would be easy to get hurt. One last thing, for sanitary reasons, we ask everyone to shower before entering the pool. All right, I hope you've enjoyed the tour. Are there any questions?
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a professor and her students discussing class assignments. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
In this class, we focus on developing writing skills. So one of the most important things we do is practice those skills by writing essays. Today, we'll go over the requirements for your essay assignments. You'll have to write one essay each week. They're not very long essays, just about 350 to 400 words apiece. Every week, I'll assign a different type of essay. So I thought today we'd go over some of the important essay types. The first type of essay I'll assign will be an essay describing a process. So you'll need to choose something that you can describe step by step. Yes, Mr. Smith?
Is that a how-to essay? I mean, would a topic be something like how to fix a car?
Well, you should be more specific. Remember, you have a limited number of words. A better example would be how to change the oil in a car. Yes?
How about friendship as a topic? How to make friends? Would that be a topic for a process essay?
It could be, but actually friendship is a better topic for a classification essay, which is the second type I'll assign. In a classification essay, you present your idea by organizing it into categories. Three types of friends would be a good topic for a classification essay. The third essay type you'll write is compare and contrast. So obviously, for your topic, you'll pick two or more things to compare.
Like comparing the food in the student cafeteria to the food in a real restaurant.
Why not? That could actually be quite a good topic. But it really doesn't matter which topic you choose as long as you develop your argument well. The next essay type is argumentative, in which you'll present an opinion and prove or defend it.
I like to argue.
Well, then you should do quite well with an argumentative essay. When writing this type of essay, be sure to state your opinion in a clear, straightforward sentence. For example, homework is necessary could be a thesis statement. Yes?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
Will you give us the topics or do we pick our own?
I'd like you to pick your own topics. That way you can write about things that interest you. But be sure your topics are original. I want them to come out of your own heads, not out of any book on essay writing. So any original topic is fine, as long as it fits the assigned essay type. Are there any more questions? Yes?
When are the essays due?
Every Monday, I'll make a new essay assignment, which you'll have to hand in to me the following Friday. Another question?
Will the essays count toward the final grade?
Of course. The essays are the most important thing we do in this class. Altogether, your essays will count for 65% of your final grade. Other classwork will count for 15%, and your tests will be 20% of the final grade. One more thing. Please type your essays on a computer. Handwritten essays are not acceptable, and I don't want to receive any photocopied work either.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear a professor give a lecture. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 36. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 36.
Good evening. I'm Professor Williams, and this class is Introduction to Anthropology. This class meets every Tuesday evening from 6:45 until 8:15. Please be on time for each class session. This evening we'll begin with a discussion of hunter-gatherer societies. This is an important topic because at one time, all humans were hunter-gatherers. What are hunter-gatherer societies? They are groups of people that survive by hunting animals and gathering plants to eat. Typically, in these societies, the men's job is to hunt large animals, while the women both gather plants and hunt smaller animals. Before 12,000 years ago, all humans lived as hunter-gatherers. Now there are relatively few groups of people living this way, but there are some. Experts estimate that in about 50 years or so, all such groups will have disappeared. Today, hunter-gatherer societies still exist in the Arctic, in some desert areas, and in tropical rainforests. These are areas where other forms of food production, namely agriculture, are too difficult because of the climate.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 37 to 40.
In history, many hunter-gatherer societies eventually developed into farming societies. What are some of the basic differences between hunter-gatherers and farmers? The first is that hunter-gatherers tend to be nomadic. They travel from place to place. Once they have used up the food in one area, they have to move on to the next place to find more. Farmers, on the other hand, are more likely to be sedentary. They can't move often because, of course, they have to stay in one place long enough to plant their crops and harvest them. Another difference is that hunter-gatherer societies generally have lower population densities. Farming can support much higher population densities than hunting and gathering can, because farming results in a larger food supply. So you'll find smaller groups among hunter-gatherers. Another very important difference is in social structure. A characteristic of hunter-gatherer societies is that they tend not to have hierarchical social structures. They usually don't have surplus food or surplus anything. And if they did, they would have no place to keep it, since they move around so often. So, in a hunter-gatherer society, there is little ability to support full-time leaders. Everybody has to spend their time looking for food. These societies are more egalitarian than farming societies, where we see hierarchical social structures begin to develop. Please bear in mind that everything I've said so far this evening is of a general nature. Next, we will look at some specific examples of hunter-gatherer societies to see how these general concepts translate into reality.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. You will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Pause CD for 10 minutes. This is almost the end of the test. You now have one more minute to check all your answers. That is the end of the listening section of Model Test 2.